Chapter 6. We're all hiding something. Layla was worrying about what to tell Mr. Gilvary that afternoon in tech class. She still did not have an idea, and she knew that Peter's group was already building its first robot. She tried to tell Dina, but Dina was excited that Layla might have to leave MMGS and return to ISB. The only other person that Layla could tell was Ethan.
"Are you okay?" Ethan asked. "You look a little sad."
They were sitting on a bench outside the tech building.
"If you want to be alone, just tell me," Ethan continued. "But you can talk to me if you want."
Layla had so many things to say, but she did not know where to start. "Do I tell Ethan that I'm sad because I might lose my scholarship?" she thought. "Or that I need to win the competition, but I don't know what I'm doing? Do I tell him that he's cute, but that I don't know if he likes me?" "Ethan," she began. He looked a little nervous.
"Don't worry if you can't go to the party," he said. "I might not go either."
Layla almost laughed.
"No, it's not about the party. It's..."
She turned away and then began to speak very quickly. "I'm very worried about the robotics competition. I have to do it all by myself. I don't want Peter to win, but I don't have any ideas." She continued talking without stopping. For a minute, she felt like she was at home with her family and not with the boy that she liked. "I came to MMGS because I wanted to learn new things," she said. "But because Peter Cox told a lie, I have to show that it's right I should be here, and nobody has asked me for my side of the story." Ethan looked very surprised, but Layla continued talking. "People don't want to believe me. They don't believe that people like me and my mum can wear the hijab and still do everything. They don't want to believe that my brother isn't in a gang. They don't want to believe that I didn't start the fight. None of us are good enough. When will we be enough?" Layla jumped up. There were so many things to be angry about. "Your parents have enough money to send you to this school," she told Ethan. "We have to send all our money to family in Sudan, or they won't eat. You do not know how hard life can be." Layla closed her eyes. "MMGS is not the right place for me," she thought. "Life's easy for people like you," she said quietly. As soon as she said the words, she felt lighter. She hoped that Ethan understood. She waited for his answer, but he did not speak. "Oh no," she thought. "What have I done?" These were the thoughts that she could share with Dina. She understood that life was more difficult for people like them. What was she doing talking about the hard parts of life with somebody like Ethan? When she opened her eyes, the bench was empty. There was no one there. She needed to find Ethan, and fast. "I'm sorry," she said when she found him in the trees behind the school. "It's not about you." Then she noticed his face.
"We're all hiding something, Layla. Everyone has their own fight."
Was he crying? Layla touched his arm. "What's the matter?" But before he answered, some of the other students came towards them, and the moment was lost. It was time for the tech lesson, but Mr. Gilvary was late. While they were waiting, Seb passed Layla a bag of sweets.
"Do you want a gummy worm?" he asked.
"Thanks," said Layla, taking some of the worms.
She put most of them in her mouth.
Mmm,
she smiled. I needed that.
I know, Seb said. Your face looked like you were eating a lemon. I don't know what the problem is, but you'll be fine.
Things might not always be fine, she thought, but I have something. I have friends who care about me. Her new friends were not Muslims, and they did not know what it was like to be her, but they were trying to understand. But then she knew that she had too many gummy worms in her mouth. She could not eat them all. It was very uncomfortable, and her eyes filled with water. She hoped that nobody was watching as she held on to her desk, trying not to cry.
Allah, please don't let me die, she prayed.
Suddenly, all the gummy worms went down.
Are you all right? Asked Seb.
Layla looked around the class. Almost everybody was watching her. Some had their phones out videoing her, and some were just laughing.
Did you see all that? She asked. Of course we did, Baz said. You looked like you were almost dying.
Everybody was laughing, and Layla laughed with them. The class was still laughing when Mr. Gilvary entered, but he quickly got everybody to work.
Layla, Layla, Layla,
Mr. Gilvary said, standing in front of her bench.
What are you working on?
Layla quickly said the first thing that came into her head.
Gummy worms!
What do you mean?
Think of something, she said to herself.
Well, she began, I want to make something that could be a robot and that's edible. You can eat it, and that's not dangerous for children. Layla searched her mind quickly and then remembered something about silicon parts. Maybe she could use gummy worms instead of silicon. You know that robots have actuators, she began.
You mean the part of a robot that moves its body, said Mr. Gilvary.
Yes, I thought that maybe we could make actuators that you can eat. Then, when children are bored of their robots, they can eat them. Mr. Gilvary laughed while he touched his beard.
Well, this is a surprise. I wanted you to invent something that you could use.
Layla looked down unhappily.
But I'm interested. I've never heard of an edible robot before. You'll have to find some more information to be sure that it's safe to eat.
After Mr. Gilvary walked away, Seb gave Layla the bag of gummy worms.
Here, he said. I think that you're going to need a lot more of these.